With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Meron Afterthoughts, The Hidden Tzaddik. When you go to a shiva house, you learn all types of things about the deceased person. The biggest thing you learn is that you never really knew the individual or the greatness that was within him. That's why King Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes that it's better to go to a shiva house than to a nightclub. The difference is that in a nightclub, all you see is glitter and makeup and outer dimensions. And in the house of a mourner, there's no glitter, no outer dimensions, only inner dimensions. How many of us go to synagogues and we judge people according to their outer dimensions, how much money they have or what type of clothes they wear? Well, the rich guy who blabs gets called up to the Torah, while the poor guy who quietly sits in shul and never opens his mouth in the middle of davening, few people even bother to say good Shabbos to him. People respect someone that's famous. Newspapers crown all types of, quote, rabbis, unquote, as tzaddik and gaon, righteous and brilliant. And it comes to the point where there's Nielsen ratings for publicized rabbinical personalities. It's measured by the number of people that push each other to see him when he walks down the street. Well, if the rabbi knew halacha, he'd tell people stop pushing, because pushing another person is a terrible transgression of Torah. But the rabbi, who might not even be ordained, he's happy about it because it drives his ratings up. We saw last week how deadly pushing is. 45 tzaddikim in Meron were pushed and crushed to death. But then again, few people knew that they were tzaddikim. Let me tell you about one of the victims, Rabbi Ariel Tzaddik of Beit Vagan in Jerusalem. Rav Ariel, of saintly and blessed memory, was only 56 years old. He was a Lubavitcher chassid and a gardener. He made a modest living by keeping Jerusalem's lawns and gardens beautiful. He had his hands in the soil of Jerusalem all day long. Imagine what that counts for up in heaven, up in Shemayim. Jerusalem is Hashem's palace, and that made Ariel the royal gardener. He spent all his time making Jerusalem beautiful, beautifying Hashem's palace. Can you imagine how much Hashem loves a person like that, whose whole life is dedicated to beautifying the holiest city on earth? But that wasn't all that Rav Ariel did. He was so loyal to his Rebbe, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, they did everything the Rebbe asked. Ariel spent his Fridays doing the Rebbe's wishes by putting tefillin on other Jews and giving out food to the poor. No wonder his last name was Tzaddik. You know, Beit Vagan, it's a predominantly Lithuanian Yeshivish neighborhood. I wonder how the yeshiva guys would look at a simple gardener and a Chabadnik as well. Well, his hands were not in the dirt, he'd be putting tefillin on other people. That is not too high on the Frum ratings. But when you go to a shiva house, you hear about a person who had nothing to feed his family on Shabbos, and it was the deceased who brought him his entire food basket 2 hours before Shabbos. And you learn from somebody else, the local mikveh manager, how the deceased would come to mikveh every single day, even in freezing snowstorms, when the power was out and the mikveh was icy cold. No, he wouldn't miss mikveh. And then you'd hear from a border cop how the deceased was the first in the person in the world to put tefillin on him. All that in addition to being Hashem's palace gardener. Wow, it goes to show you that we have no idea about another person. Our greatest tribute to the holy 45 victims of Meron is to look for the good in people now, while they're alive, and not wait until they're dead to realize how righteous they were. Isaiah the prophet says in chapter 60, verse 21, that our whole nation is a nation of tzaddikim. Well, if you don't see how the other person is a tzaddik, depend on Isaiah that he or she really is, and just that his righteousness is hidden for your eyes. Well, that's really what a hidden tzaddik is, and that's the lesson we all must learn from the martyrs of Meron, who died as unblemished, holy sacrificial offerings on Hashem's altar. May this be an end to sorrow. Amen. God bless.